Saturday BSP only show you want me to talk about?
Right?
Yeah. Because they're singing or rapping or whatever they're...
Go ahead and say it. This is the...
I'll do it, General. Thank you. This is the Saturday BSP only show. I'm Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman. I want you quicker on the uptake on that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's as quick as it can be on it. Anyway.
Thank you, Phil. I thought this was between Bud and I on the cues, on the hey. I guess not.
Do it better, Bud.
Thank you. Thank you for the sarcasm.
Okay. Anyway, welcome here to the early morning Saturday BSP only show. Not really early morning. It's my understanding they can load it up anytime they want, right? Yes, that's true. Call it download, General. So they can load it up anytime they want or download it or however. Welcome. Today is part two here on the BSP only show of our interview with Leonard Salvo. Leonard is a former initiate in Elcott, The Next Step, along with his wife, Deanderthine. Now...
Let me ask you. What is this? Is this guy kidding or something?
Yeah, the name Deanderthine's pretty weird.
Okay, well, maybe the name Bud Dickman's pretty weird. You thought about that?
Now, that's a... All right.
Yeah, maybe the name Margaret Gray's pretty weird.
What? That's not weird at all.
Okay, so maybe the name Bud Dickman is weird. Maybe the name Margaret Gray is weird. Maybe the name General Shaw.
No, Margaret Gray is not a weird name.
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, how many people named Margaret?
I'm not going to get into a discussion as to whose name is weird. Let's just forget about it, General, okay?
Well, the name Deanderthine blows me away. That's all I'm trying to say. Forget it.
All right. We're going to be talking with him, part two. Now, there's a new movie out. It's called Going Clear. It's a documentary. It's on HBO. The Church of Scientology has already started firing back on Twitter today. I saw a feed from a magazine called Freedom Ethics. It's a purchased... Did you see this, Margaret?
Yes, this Freedom Ethics is a magazine that's published by the Church of Scientology, and they have already fired back with references to individuals that were interviewed for this HBO documentary, stating unequivocally and categorically,
Well, you're talking about categorically.
Yeah, uncategorically.
Categorically.
Categorically, they're stating.
Yes, they're stating categorically. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
They're saying categorically that there's certain people who was arrested.
Yes, they're doing the usual Scientology, which Phil calls the goon tactics. I don't go that far myself.
Well, I mean, I didn't really call them that. That's what other people have called them. So...
Now, hold on, Phil. Why don't you own it, okay? You said goon tactic.
All right, goon tactics. Nonetheless... what they're doing there is they've already fired back on the HBO documentary Going Clear. And what they're doing, as Margaret mentioned, is they're saying that some of the people they interviewed for this thing have police records.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I mean, they've got to discredit these people if they've been arrested for a variety of infractions. They're going to discredit them.
Right. Or try to discredit them anyway. So with that as a backdrop, on the line with us here from wherever they are, where is Mr. and Mrs. Salvo?
They're at an undisclosed location, I thought.
Undisclosed location. All right. Well, we have Mr. and Mrs. Salvo with us. And we also have We have with us Dr. Ed Elcott. Forgive me, Dr. Elcott.
You don't feel coming from you. I guess I'll accept it was a mistake. But to confuse me with a child molester, it is a rough way to start our interview.
I apologize. I'm thinking of a million different things as usual.
And he's going too fast, Ed. And this happens with Henry.
I understand.
All right. I'm sorry for going too fast. We have...
Yes, on line two is Deanderthine and Leonard Salvo. How are you today, Leonard?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, Leonard and Deanderthine, is she there?
My wife is here, but she's not... she doesn't care to go on the air.
All right, so your wife doesn't want to go on the air. Now, yesterday...
That's correct, yes.
All right, now, yesterday...
Well, can I say something, Phil?
Let me set this up.
Okay.
Yesterday...
I do want to say... something.
All right.
Well, why don't you hold on there for a second, Ed, and we'll get to it.
All right.
Yesterday, we had part one of the interview where Mr. Salvo was talking about having been harassed or was irritated, I think was the word you used, Mr. Salvo, by members of Elcott, The Next Step, after you and your wife left the religion And according to Elcott, the next step, you owed money, correct?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, now I forgot what I wanted to say. So
that's a tactic that is used, Mr. Henry. He said he wanted to say something, but he didn't know what he wanted to say.
Oh, well, no, it's not a tactic at all, Salvo. I wanted to say something, but I forgot what it was.
Do you remember what it was now?
No, I don't.
And you're not trying to hassle this guy.
I'm not trying to hassle anyone. I wanted to say something, and I've completely forgotten.
Well, I think okay, so my wife and I wanted to say the following thing. We wanted to say that when we had left,
you see, you are defaming my religion by not using the right terminology.
Gotta use the right terminology, my understanding.
All right, but I got this, okay? What do you mean by not using the right terminology?
Well, I think that's self-explanatory.
Yes, he's not using the right terminology.
There's a level of terminology, Mr. Henry, that's supposed to be used that my wife, D'Anderstein, and I did not use, and Mr. Elcott, Dr. Elcott, excuse me, is finding fault with the fact I'm not using the terminology. It's just another harassment technique.
What terminology should he use, Dr. Elcott?
He should be saying ejected or cleared from the mother, father, colon.
He's technically correct, yes.
Because if this man wants to make a claim against Elcott, the next step, then I believe he should show that he is conversant with our religion and that he, in point, was serious about our religion. Then we can address some of... But if he's coming on here and using the wrong terms...
I said that when we left.
Well, that's the wrong term.
All right. When we were cleared from the mother, father, colon...
Okay.
It was determined that we had not funneled. We needed to funnel the funnelment. I'll defer.
Funneling the funnelment means paying your dues.
Right.
Okay.
The
you're not doing it fast enough. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Wait. Hold on, Ed. Don't try to confuse this guy by making him go fast. He's having to use the terminology. Otherwise, he's liable to be... this is going to be used by your side in this lawsuit to prove that his wife and he were not serious and therefore not entitled to any damages. Were you actively trying to harass this guy?
Wait, we're not even anywhere near that. And the term is not harass, and the term is not irritated. In fact, we don't know of any term. We use archangels to modify.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that term, Mr. Salvo?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
We were moving through space, I defer,
walking down a street,
and optioned our free will for sustenance. I defer.
They decided to go get breakfast.
This is a form of harassment.
No, it's not. If he wants to talk to me, then he needs to talk to me in the language that I'm used to.
But you see, Phil, it doesn't matter. I'm making the claim, regardless of whether this guy feels I'm talking to him in the language that I should be talking to him, I am making the claim that he harassed my wife and I, that they harassed us after we left because we hadn't paid our dues. Okay?
And we're going to file a counterclaim against you unless you use the proper language. The court has already ruled on this.
The court has ruled that he has to use the proper language.
Yes, because we have to know that we're talking about the same thing here. Was this man a member of the... We don't have any evidence that this man was ever even on our rolls as a member of the religion.
Dr. Elcott, I want to ask you, because this is the very thing that people are saying you do that is reminiscent of Scientology, the pressure tactics...
I have no knowledge of what Scientology does. I'm not talking about Scientology.
No, you don't have the knowledge, but you would...
Yeah, see, you're saying that we irritate and have... When did we modify...
You modified when we obtained sustenance, all right, in the dissemination center. There was a protein chute into which I had eloped to acquire the stuffing
Okay. I defer. There was a restaurant, and there was a waitress that was putting food on the table, and then what? Then an archangel modified. An archangel modified. Three times an archangel modified. I defer. And he's saying that one of our archangels had come over and began to take silverware off the table and started taking his sugar packs. And you call that some kind of a goon harassment? I say the archangel modified extreme and slept with the notion. I defer. The archangel not only irritated but harassed.
Slept with the notion?
I got that one, too. What's that supposed to mean?
These are terms, General and Phil. These are terms that we use in our religion that are very important terms and should be respected. There's no question that this man is making the claim that Elcott, the next step, has performed some modification by way of the archangel. Well, that's fine.
What are we talking about, modification archangel? Just talk about irritating harassment. Oh.
Yes, and so we're trying to determine whether, in point of fact, this man even recognized what it was he claims to have seen. Now, I am an Elcott South, and that's the other thing. Elcott South was not... Elcott South was yesterday when I talked, have not been proven that Elcott South means anything. I think it was proved that Elcott South means something. Yeah, Elcott South is the direction in which one goes to complete the four quadrants of creation. The other three quadrants being, of course, east, west, and north.
Yes.
But if you keep going south, then you wind up going north. You keep going south, you wind up going north, and if you keep going, you'll wind up going south again.
What are you guys talking about? Do you mind me asking? We've been listening to you guys for 2 days.
Hold on, Phil. They haven't explained yet.
We're not done explaining. I mean, I'm doing the explaining. Mr. Salvo here.
Mr. Henry, I understand where you're coming from. Mr. Elcott, Dr. Elcott, you
didn't even defer.
I defer.
He should have been leveled, were he a member of our religion, leveled by an overlord for calling me Mr. as opposed to Doctor.
He's not a member of your religion anymore.
He's not a member of it. He may never have been a member of our religion.
That's not true. You know that I was. I was there at the dance. I was also there, by the way, at the dusting. So I was not only there at the dance, but at the dusting. I defer.
The orientation as well as indoctrination are the assignment of bunk beds and dormitories. That's what dusting and dance is.
Where do you guys get these terms?
Yes, a lot of these terms don't mean anything to the rest of us.
Well, I'm very sorry that they don't. And they may not mean anything to Mr. Salvo.
How would I know these terms if they didn't mean anything to me?
Well, I mean, you can pick up any pamphlet. We have pamphlets and booklets available at our clearinghouse.
All right, what are you claiming, Ed? Are you claiming this man is making all of this up?
Yes, this is a nuisance suit, making all of it up on the heels of the very explosive and exploitive charges against Scientology. This man is saying the same thing has happened to him by way of our religion.
Have you guys ever been charged by any other former member? I guess I should ask you this, Mr. Salvo. Do you know of any other former members of Elcott the Next Step who have accused Elcott the Next Step of this kind of harassment or this, what you call the archangel modifying?
Yeah, there have been people, but it's an underground. People don't want to talk, and if they do, they're not really sure what they should say. You don't know who's listening.
See, this is all very paranoid stuff. It all sounds very exciting, and it would probably make a great movie of the week. But this is just simply not true.
All right. I'm not going to make a big, big deal out of this. We promised to hear Mr. Salvo for a part two today. What are you claiming? You're saying that it's not as bad as the Scientology goons that harass and that in some instances Scientology has been accused of committing crimes, of stalking people, of perhaps even causing injury to people. You're not making that claim.
No, we're not making the claim, but there is a pattern of behavior on the part of Elcott the Next Step, a pattern of modification by the archangel within the circumference of Elcott the Next Step that has chafed and chastised the underpinnings of my glory or my ride to glory. I am...
What is this all this? Is this the language you're supposed to use?
Yes, sir, it is. And you know what? I'm not even going to defer. I want people to hear very clearly what it is. Excuse me.
Let the record show I didn't do anything to make that man cough.
I'm sorry. This is extremely, very, extremely and very emotional for me.
All right. So you are going to give it to us in the straight Ellicott, the next step language. You're not going to, quote, defer or have him interpret?
No, I'm not. Hold on.
I want the record to show I haven't caused this.
I don't know whether you have or not. I can tell you that Ellicott, the next step, they do a lot of things. They can put things in the air.
Do you need to get a drink of water or something? Sir?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh my God, this man sounds like he really needs help.
Well, you know, there's a surreptitiousness to all of this, Ed, that I don't appreciate.
Surreptitious? Well, I agree with you, there's a surreptitious, but it's not being caused by us.
I'm fine now. Let me say, in the language that I have been taught in Ellicott, the next step, and so you can hear exactly what it is we're dealing with, those of us who want to get out of this religion, those of us who have legitimate claims against this religion, we can't get past first base unless we use the right terminology. So I'm going to say this. There's been a modification by the Archangel of the commander unit. Both the commander and the commander's underling. Or the underling and the commander. I, along with the underling and the commander unit too, while going for a sustenance refit and the funneling of the funnelment, which had been completed.
What the fuck are you people talking about?
Hold on, will you?
This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
This is what I mean, Phil. You got... and I'm surprised at you, General.
I'm surprised at you. Are you telling me, sir, you have to talk this way so that Ellicott, the next step, will even recognize that you're a former bender? A former member?
A former bender? Well, I can tell you I've been on a few benders, yes. That's what I'm saying.
I think that this is outrageous. I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
I'm saying this to illustrate what we are up against in communicating within Ellicott, the next step.
Continue, sir.
Yes, continue. I can have this interpreted later.
So the funnelment, and this was my funnelment, when the commander and the underling, both of which...
Who is the commander?
Hold on, will you, General?
God damn. Yeah, this is pretty weird.
Hold on.
The commander and the underling. Now, Dr. Ellicott, a priesterly Ellicott South, cordoned off the street of access. Cordoned off the street of access, and by contact with archangels and a modification level 2, created a pinning or underpinning. The ears were pinned back, the forehead was lowered. And Mount Shasta became object 1 in an overall dance. Dusting, yes, a light dusting, but the overall dance.
Now, do you mind telling me what it was you just said?
I'd have to write it all down. It was I'm basically accusing Ellicott, the next step.
I'll tell you what he said. He slandered.
Oh, excuse me. I'm basically saying Ellicott, the next step, from the time we left the religion until the time this past Wednesday when my wife and I walked into that restaurant, they have been conducting a pattern of harassment, of surveillance, and stalking, really.
All right, now, is this serious? Has anyone been hurt?
As far as I'm concerned, it's serious. Anytime anybody's following you, it's serious.
This is absolute slander, and I can assure you that you will be answering for these slanders by way of our attorney.
That's fine, Dr. Ellicott. We have lawyers. You get your lawyers, I'll get mine.
Okay, well, I'd be more than happy to do that.
And you'll notice, Phil, that Dr. Ellicott can communicate using a normal English language verbiage, because I'm not making a big deal out of it. If I force Dr. Ellicott into speaking by way of the kind of terms that he used in Ellicott, nobody would understand a thing he's saying.
I can speak in those terms, and I can assure you that Phil Henry will understand.
Go ahead, I dare you.
All right. I am saying to Mr. Salvo and Mrs. Salvo, the tyranny suffered by a people is only as the stagecoach passes. Now, the cobblestone, the child that's running, and a nation tottering on revolution can only be brought to bear by the crutches in hand as they raise them above their heads. And let's not forget the drawbridge and what that means as well. The hunchback and the tail of the people will prevail.
I had no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I listened to everything you just said, Ed. I didn't understand a word of it.
Well, yeah, what do you say to that? Here's what I say. It's bullshit. Okay?
Dr. Elcott, I've known you to be a very moderate man. I cannot believe what I just heard. That level of anger is uncharacteristic of you.
Well, you know what? Maybe I ought to start getting angry. Bullshit. What you just said. Well, they said it. What? In other words, you don't believe them, but you believe them when they say they're confused by what I say. You, Mr. Salvo, you speak as a man who is carving meat. And the interracial marriage of your words, I can tell, it's a black and white movie. What he just said. Don't you dare. I didn't defer to you. I'm deferring. What he just said was that I speak. I'm a much more illiterate sounding person than him.
I wouldn't say that. I think the man sounds just as confused and idiotic as you do, Ed.
You know, again, I thought you were a friend of mine, General. I can see now I was wrong. Dr. Ed Elcott reporting.
Okay, so that was a hang-up there. Can we get back on...
Yeah, let's find out. Yeah, Miss Salvo? Yeah, yeah, okay, he's back. Miss Salvo, Mr. Henry's there.
Yeah, so you can see the level of person we're dealing with here.
Yeah, but Dr. Elcott probably thinks he didn't get a good chance, you know?
What?
Dr. Elcott probably thinks he didn't have a good chance.
I thought Elcott had as good a chance as anybody in that interview.
I'm going to tell you something, and I know you agree with me, General. All that gobbledygook, I don't understand a word. I don't see how those guys can go into a courtroom or into a public forum like this, speak the language of Elcott the next step, and expect average people like us to understand.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they only want the Elcott people to understand in order to make the case as clear as possible. You got a bunch of people. I'll tell you right now, I heard that. I thought these two guys sounded like nitwits. And I'll say it, and I know Ed Elcott. He's a good guy. I don't know why I know. I guess I met him. I don't know him all that well.
Well, you met him through this program.
Yeah, I don't know why I think the guy... He's a decent guy, but... Hey, I'll tell you something, Dr. Elcott. If you're listening right now, I've got to reassess. You sounded like a 24-carat clown with all of that baby.
Yeah, well, and that's... And he's going to make a big deal out of the fact that I'm on the air with him right with you right now, and he's not.
Well, he hung up.
It doesn't make any difference to Elcott, the next step. Everybody is to blame, and they didn't do nothing wrong.
Now, this is much like Scientology, isn't it?
I don't know. Again, I don't know anything about the Scientology thing. I'm not making any claims about Scientology. I'm just telling you, at Elcott, the next step, unless you're on board 100% with the weirdness of what they do, You're all messed up.
What is their main... Your main complaint is they're following you?
Yeah, they're following us. They're bumping into us. They say, oh, excuse me. The kind of harassments that we suffer, Mr. Henry, has more to do with the fact that they keep bothering, like in a restaurant. Can I have the salt? Oh, can I borrow your silverware? Oh, can I get a piece of your newspaper? Are you going to finish that? I get a... This is one of the standard practices of Elcott, the next step. They'll ask you if you're going to finish what's on your plate. I get up, I pay the bill, I walk out with my wife. Next thing you know, they want to clean the windshield off. Would you like to buy some vinyl cleaner? Can I shine your shoes?
All right, so there's nothing threatening. It's just like pestering.
Yeah, it's like pestering, like you're walking among a bunch of vendors. When my wife and I were in Mexico and we were dealing with the vendors on the beach down there, it was the same thing.
So they get away with... So you can't say they're being dangerous or threatening.
No, you can't. You can only say that they're pestering you and they're harassing you. And it is very clearly harassment.
Well, it sounds to me like they don't want to be charged with anything more serious than just... I don't know what you would call it.
Being a pain in the butt.
Well, yes. To put it, a pain in the butt, I guess.
That's exactly what it is they're attempting to cover up. All right. Is Ed back?
Yeah. You can't hang up on Mr. Henry. You can't hang up on Mr. Henry. He said you're at an auction? Here's Mr. Elcott.
Yeah, Ed.
Phil, I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I'm bidding. I'm at an auction here. This is the 15th annual Elcott the Next Step auction. We're auctioning off the private effects of Hefner Elcott, my great-great-great-grandfather, the founder of the religion. We have a number of his personal effects. We have clothing. We have different things that we're auctioning. And all of this is to benefit the Huey Denson House, which is a drug rehab house that we have envisioned for our fourth elector, which is a voter district in Elcott. It isn't built yet,
As a matter of fact, I just thought of it right now. This is typical of these people. Excuse me, Mr. Salvo, I'm not interrupting you. It's typical to come up with some horse dung. Horse dung?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to stoop to the level that you stoop to using the dirty language. I didn't use any dirty language. I said, yes, you did. You said it was bullshit and this.
All right, well, you don't have to do it.
Yeah, look at how easily you fall into it. Well, you said it was bullshit what I said. Say that again? I'm not going to repeat it because I know you tape it, and then you say, listen to what he said, and I'm only saying it quoting you. Forget it.
Yeah, see, this sounds like a load.
I'm telling you that what you have done... Hold on for a minute. I'll bid $61. $61. It's a pen and pencil set that Huebner Elcott supposedly owned. Hold on, I've got to get a phone. Hello? Yes, I'm at an auction right now. And I'm on the air with Phil Hendry. Yes. Yes, Overlord. This is one of the Overlords, Phil. And you're not happy with them. The Overlord is not happy with you, Phil.
I don't care.
Mr. Hendry says he doesn't care. He said he doesn't care. Yes, sir. Well, the Overlords have charged me with making sure you do care on some level. That's a threat as well, Phil. No, it is not a threat.
What does that mean? You're going to make sure I care?
Well, I would hope that with my words I can convince you, Phil, that we are doing nothing wrong here, that this man, through his ecclesiastical and ectoplasmic actions, had...
Well, can we not with the whole Elcott language? Because I don't understand any of it, and nobody else does.
You don't want me to practice my religion. Hold on. I bid 25. You don't want me to practice my religion. Not practicing a religion, not allowing people to understand what you're saying. Excuse me, Mr. Salvo, I'm not talking to you.
Well, I agree. I don't see how it benefits you. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't even breathe. The stink of this entire show.
All right,
Hold on. Yep, I bid 30.
Will you get back to your auction, okay?
Fine. God damn it. That was a grandfather clock that I wanted, too. All right, so the next...
Thank you very, very much. There is Dr. Ed Elk. Where is he at, anyway?
Well, as far as I can tell, Mr. Henry, this is an auction that they have at Elkhart, the next step, which is to benefit the Huey Dennison House. It's a drug rehab house that they've been thinking of building now for 25 years. They haven't even gotten close to building it, but they always say that that's what it's for, so people will donate.
Have you been donating in this auction?
What?
Now, what did you just say, Phil?
That sounded weird.
Have you donated anything in this auction?
No, I have not. I've purchased something. Is that what you mean?
Yes. I mean, is the money...
Oh, yeah. No, I guess you would say I have purchased. It was a grandfather clock, as a matter of fact.
That was a grandfather clock they were just auctioning off.
Yes. There's a scam going on where we thought we were buying these very, very unique items. One of them was a grandfather clock. Ever since then... Every year they got a grandfather clock that they say belonged to Huebner Elcott. Well, how many grandfather clocks could this guy possibly have owned? There's been at least 25, because they've had a grandfather clock to auction off every year.
And you bought one of them?
Yeah. Oh, I bought two of them.
Well, why would you buy... Didn't you figure it out the next year?
I had no idea. They said he had one downstairs. Look, my whole point here, Mr. Henry, is just to alert you and your listeners to the fact that this is a religion that is using these kinds of harassment techniques with these archangels to keep the rest of us who do not remain in Elcott the next step from speaking out against these auctions that are selling grandfather clocks and these archangels that are bothering us by wanting to clean our windshield and shine our shoes.
Well, it doesn't sound anywhere near as bad as what Scientology is doing.
Nonetheless, it's bad enough. It's bad enough. And it's getting badder. It's getting bad.
How's your wife? Is she there?
Yeah, she's sitting here. She's just staring into space. No, wait, she's watching television. I'm sorry. Well, you were staring. She's watching TV.
Can she speak with us for a second?
You want to talk to the guy on the radio? Phil Hendry? She said she would, but she's almost at the end of this movie. It's Beckett with Richard Burton. I don't know what...
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for being a part of the show and yesterday, and we wish you success insofar as it serves something just and insofar as it serves truth.
What?
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, yeah, okay, but what you just said there sounded like you slapped me a...
So how do you like that?
Well, I don't. It sounded asinine, and I'll tell you something else. Whatever it is that Scientology is up to, This Elcott, the next step, even if they wanted to be as bad as Scientology, it sounds to me like they're missing the pitch.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll ask the guy about getting some cream and stuff.
Do you think that this will come to anything?
No, I don't think it'll come to anything. I think I think the whole thing sounds to me like a much ado about nothing. If I didn't know better, I'd say that this man, Mr. Salvo, this is another one of these scams.
What are you talking about?
Like, these guys are in on it together. Like, him and Elcott cooked this thing up to create some phony baloney controversy. You know?
Well, I mean, like what?
Like what I just said, man. Like, I mean, the guy's bugging him, asking to shine his shoes, a whole bunch of shit like that. Because Elcott, the next step, is a religion that, you know, insists that you use a certain language and you use a certain way of addressing each other. And, you know, otherwise you're subject to having your windshield cleaned. I don't know. To me, it just sounds like a lot of hooey, man. Like, they're just trying to get a little bit of attention for themselves here in these early months of the new year. This is a very slow time of any year. The month of January is a dead time of year. How do I know? Maybe they got a media consultant that told them to do this. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show on philhendryshow.com is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. We're going to catch you guys on Monday. Don't forget on on Thursday, February 5th, we're live at the Hollywood Improv for The World of Phil Hendry. Please do join us.
And you can go to the website for the Hollywood Improv, or you can click on the links that we provide on Twitter.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Thanks for nothing.
Stop waiting, read me the future. Angel wise.